The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the annual events that I always looked forward to during my time in Rome was the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, which usually fell on a Thursday sometime in May or June. In Rome, this feast is traditionally celebrated by the Pope with a mass at the Basilica of St. John Lateran and followed by a procession on foot from there to the Basilica of St. Mary Majors. It was a great experience walking up the Via Merulana with 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 people, knowing that you are walking with the Eucharistic Jesus and the Pope. The third and the last time I was able to participate in the feast, since by then I was more fluent in Italian, I sang and I understood the lyrics of one of the hymns that which accompanied us during the procession. It went something like this: "Passa questo mondo, passano I secoli, solo chi ama non passerà mai," something like that, all right? In English, it translates into, "The world passes, the centuries pass, but only the one who loves shall never pass away." That song became the topic of my meditation for several days after hearing it for the first time. There I was, living in the eternal city of Rome, surrounded by history and some of the most beautiful churches in the world. And I realized that none of it was eternal, that nothing is eternal except love, because God is love. What I had realized then is the message of the gospel today. We must secure our lives in God. Our liturgical calendar is coming to an end, and as is the church's traditions, our readings reflect the end of the world during this time. You know, growing up, I was terrified of the end of the world. I dreaded hearing about Nostradamus and comets hitting the earth. I remember being afraid after hearing doomsday predictions in 1994. And then again, 1999, you all remember Y2K? And then again in 2012, when the Mayan calendar was supposedly ending, marking the end of time. I was immature, gullible, and afraid. And sometimes I think I still am. But with regards to our spiritual lives, brothers and sisters, we can also be immature, gullible, and afraid. And this is the case when we are too secure and attached to the world. We must find our security in God, or else we will be miserable people. We will be miserable Christians. Allow me to give you a personal example, huh? I drive, I think it's a 2012 Toyota, I don't even know. I drive that car, it was Father Ed's old car. And I often shop at Walmart. And, you know, if I were driving a BMW or Mercedes, first of all, I wouldn't be shopping at Walmart. And, you know, if I was driving that and I was parking it at Walmart, I would be worried while I was shopping about my car being hit by a cart, being banged by a door, you know, getting a scratch on it. But since I'm not attached to the 2012 Toyota that I drive, I don't care, you know? And it's actually the same thing with our God. How can we look forward, or how can we not be preoccupied so much so that we can go and face God? You know, sometimes so many things, our attachments here on earth, prevent us from occupying ourselves with the only truly good concern that we should have, which is God. You know, sometimes we worry about our earthly lives too much that we forget and that there is something greater than what we have here, that something greater awaits us. The gospel today is quite uncanny. It's as if Jesus is describing in detail the situations of today, and maybe he is, but whether he is or not, the time to wake up is now. Not when the angels start blowing the trumpets at the commencement of the apocalypse. Some people have a tendency, you know, to look for signs. Give me a sign. Give me an apparition. Send me a prophet. And we know very well through the experience of last week what Jesus meant by, "Do not be deceived, for many will come in my name saying, I am he or she." You know, and with regards to signs, let us not be too fanatical. We have signs all around us. I remember when I was still in Jersey, I would often visit the Felician Sisters in town. They had a nursing home. And one time I was bringing our youth group to sing Christmas carols to the elderly nuns. And as I rang the doorbell, I was the first one to arrive. I rang the doorbell and there was a sister in the parlor outside the chapel. And she was there, and she was missing, I can't remember if it was one or two of her legs. And she was there saying her prayers, and she very simply said to me, "Brother," I was a brother at the time, "you know, brother, I don't see how people can say that there is no God. All they have to do is look out the window, see the beauty of creation, and voila, there's all the proof you need that there is a God who loves you." Sometimes we become too preoccupied with looking for great signs that should signal our conversion, like St. Paul on the road to Damascus. You know, he had that experience of Jesus on the road. But none of us are going to fall off our horses. You know, it doesn't happen every day. But there are signs around us constantly that signal the love of God in our lives. All we have to do is really open the eyes of our faith, and we will see them. And so, brothers and sisters, as Jesus promises us in the gospel, let us persevere in holiness. And if we do this, the world will pass, the centuries will pass, but we will never pass away. Amen.